Earlier this week, record producer and engineer Tom Dowd died in Hollywood, Florida, not far from the studio where he did some of his most famous work in the 1970s. Now, if you're one of those people of a certain age who reads album liner notes, you might recognize the name Tom Dowd. He was a staff engineer for Atlantic Records, starting when it was just a fledgling independent label of mostly rhythm and blues singers. He helped Atlantic become the first label to record in 8-track stereo, when monaural single-track recording was the only known method of recording, and Tom Dowd was in the control room for some of Atlantic's biggest hits. Tom Dowd also had an ear and hands for jazz. He recorded John Coltrane, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Ornette Coleman's groundbreaking experiments in free jazz. Tom Dowd's technical talents were developed in 1941, when at the age of 16 he offered to work odd jobs at Columbia University in his native New York City. He wound up helping to operate a cyclotron, a particle accelerator used in the creation of nuclear reactions. When Tom Dowd enlisted in the Army, he was sent back to Columbia to work on the Manhattan Project, which created the atomic bomb. Tom Dowd wanted to pursue a nuclear physics degree when he was discharged, but he couldn't get credit for his work at Columbia. It was all top secret, so he turned to the physics of sound. After helping to record a string of hits at Atlantic, Mr. Dowd moved to Miami and went to work for Criteria Studios, where he produced and recorded Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Allman Brothers Band, and Eric Clapton. Earlier this year, Tom Dowd was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, a man who helped create both a bomb and huge hits. Tom Dowd died Sunday of complications from emphysema. He was 77 years old.